notification early. He's usually never here this quickly. Something worked.
Yes. This is the third time it has actually rung.
Nice.
And even one of the times it rung, it didn't.
Don't worry. It won't work on Wednesday.
Is that a bug? That is.
It's a feature to keep you anticipating what and when. So your meetings are exciting. Initially.
The carrot and the stick feature. Good evening, everybody else. Good morning, Yunus team. I thank Kerry just because you're here so early. And we normally start with you anyway. Any support issues?
Very well. No, not everything seems to be working fine. I will check with my fossil hub. Miles tends to sniff them out, so I'll check with him. But he has reported nothing.
Whatever he doesn't tell you by Sunday night doesn't get reported until Wednesday, so just let him know.
Very well. I will do that.
Perfect. Okay, so nothing from you, Derek?
Nothing that relates to Team G-Venture.
Okay. Yeah, we may have a bunch of other things, that's fine. Matt, nothing you're aware of, actual Signal Mesh platform-wise?
I've got all
prior ongoing.
Yeah.
Okay. Alright. So, Gita, your turn.
Okay. So, are we working still on the code syncing on the Google Cloud?
Matt, did you get that SVN?
So I'm finishing it up this morning. I'll have it up. I've got like 20 minutes left to do.
Okay, so okay. By Wednesday, okay.
Yeah, so Vishnu will provide you and Gita some information in the separate window, and then we'll take the modified path we talked about, and we'll try and see if we can have it operating by Thursday.
Okay, no problem.
Okay.
And next one, I also observed that we are using two different DB connections for the LRN, for the one for the LRN and second for the DNC LRN. So it seems DNC LRN is not working. It's because whenever LRN fails, it's always failed. As per our log. Because we are using failover, not once the LRN dipping fail, then we are dipping on the DNC LRN.
Did we have two paths of that and only one is back now, Derek?
Apparently we'll need to get Noah with people and get that sorted, because I feel like it's still ambiguous.
Yeah. Still unclear where it is. Gita, just keep leave it like it is. If one of them is failing literally every time for weeks now, honestly, you can probably skip it. But what you're telling us then is that means you have no place to dip DNC. Is that correct? Or does the DNC come back in the second response? DNC status.
Means if LRM, when the LRM fail, on that time DNC dipping was dipped. That's what it is.
The one that is working contains both pieces of information.
Yes. I think, yes, as per last test.
Okay.
Not working means whenever sometimes randomly we are checking for that.
Short answer, that vendor, like there became some confusion. That vendor shut off a bunch of equipment. That was when you told us nothing was working. We contacted them urgently. They put something back together, but I doubt that there are two locations right now. If the one location you have is providing both pieces of information, it's probably safe. if the one that was only providing LRN is failing every time, it's probably safe to simply comment it out right now, just to make the software faster. Because the one that's not working probably is not working, and it may not come back to life. So as long as we're getting both pieces of data from the one location we're querying right now, let's just center on that, and then we will go ask some more questions this week and figure out where it's going to finally land up.
Okay.
Yeah, we're not 100% sure. They it's a mess. So there's not, and the problem we have, honestly, Gita, is there's not a lot of other alternative companies that provide that type of data in that way any longer. Not a lot of external service providers that are providing that type of querying service any longer. So we kind of just need to figure it out with them. So, okay, Derek, let's Noah should be back today. Let's just bother him. We probably have a list of things we have to talk to him about before our call with Twilio later. Remind me, and I'll even go bother him about it, and so we can keep focused on the SOC 2 stuff.
Yeah, we're gonna have to have some expenditures here.
Okay, we'll talk after this call. All right, Gita, any other topics? On it, and honestly, Gita, if there's not a lot of topics you actually had to talk about today, if we need to end the call early, today would be the day we really would not complain. We probably have a ton of things on our side to talk about here this morning.
Okay, one item I just need to confirm. Do we have any clarity on the message hour management? Because if we have a clear, then we can start working on that.
I'm sorry, the message what management?
Hour management.
The message hour management. I still don't think we have an answer for that question either, right? We still don't have a better data source yet. Probably on the list of things we have to talk about today.
Okay, so
Derek, did you jot down the list? I wasn't taking notes.
Yeah, I can. I'll put it in.
Okay, jot down the list, and we'll make sure we start to address all of those. No further clarity. So, Gita, right now, absent that clarity, the only thing I can say is if you're going to invest any time building some software, build it where we have a way where the state level default rules work, and we know there's going to be a rule set that's going to include some type of hour of day, but we don't have the definition. So just kind of build the framework. Build it in the way where we talked about attaching it. You know, we're talking about building a messaging rule set that contains both state limitations and hours of day, and just leave the pieces you need to know you're going to have an hour of day call into that. And when we go finally finalize that, probably we're going to have to do retesting to make sure it's still efficient. But plan around the idea you're going to have some memory-based combination of rule set and something, and it's going to be two parts, and just kind of leave a placeholder for that part. And that's, I know that's terrible, but best advice we have yet if you're going to be trying to work quickly.
Okay, so we can start development as Jumpstone's UTC timing. So
yeah, assume there's going to be a default rule set for allowed
states.
Assume there's going to be a secondary rule set where. So realistically, I expect two primary cases. I expect a rule set where the state of Texas is blocked by default. I expect a secondary rule set where the state of Texas is allowed. probably I expect that the local time zone, whatever we end up agreeing on, the local time zones that are allowed are probably almost always going to be consistent for both of those two rule sets. And so maybe there's two, but possibly four total rule sets that might have a slight variance somewhere, which I don't know why yet. Beyond that, it's going to be very strange cases where I'm not sure what the regulatory basis is, and they'll be very, very one-offed. And if anything, they might come down to the idea that if we ever support something that is truly peer-to-peer, as opposed to A2P, business-to-consumer. Peer-to-peer would not have the same limitations for hours that application-to-person would. So all of the business messaging, I think we're probably going to have two rules. And then maybe later, if there's different peer-to-peer kind of customers, we're going to have some rules that maybe time zone doesn't matter. It's not going to be a ton of rule sets. It's really going to be a very finite set, I think. Derek, would you disagree? I mean, I don't really see, there's not a lot of A2P situations where I think the geographic location is going to create different power windows. I'm not sure whether or not there's even a way to get an opt-in permission where you don't have power window blocks.
Unless it was like emergency notifications or something along those lines. But yeah.
So we're probably talking like either two groups of rules, four groups of rules, or six. Like, we're not talking about a ton, and they're probably going to vary. Emergency notification, some particular, at what level we're applying that becomes a problem. Because that
it's almost like campaign type. Yeah, it'd be a campaign type level.
We have not defined that with Gita yet, though.
No, we haven't, but...
Gita, right now, please build an idea that we're going to have time zone limits and that we're going to have either Texas on or Texas off. And we're going to define some deeper possible controls later. Assume all of them, though, need to be something that the API layer can ingest efficiently into something that can live in memory so that we don't slow down the API. And then think we have to compress that rule set as far as we can so that memcache utilization and things, we don't break either that or even if we use Redis or something, we don't break the boundaries of how big that data set can be. Assume it has to be small and push back on us later if we have to think of different ways.
Okay, I think
Gita
is already in a production on a state base, on and off. We are running on the memory base using the hash table. So
Vishnu
put on the message API.
Vishnu raised his hand. Vishnu, please feel free to go ahead.
Actually, I have built a separate repo for your code. I want to show that repo we will manage all the code history with all revisions in the repo.
Okay, so you have a repo. You have a software development repo report.
Repo history, yeah.
Yeah, repo history. You want to share that with us? Does it change the idea?
I want confirmation on that. The same structure we are using for our development will be deployed to your SVN server. with Polystri and all the branches and trunk support.
I mean, I'm gonna be honest, Vishnu. Based on where we are right now, working to comply with the requirements there, as long as the data that would be required to do a restore or a rollback or something is all contained within the history of the data in the SVN, and we have reports that show what were changed in the ways, I honestly don't think we need to see it before you do it. I think just do it. As soon as we give you the details of where to make the extra point, I don't think we have to review the reports before you do it. We're trying to prove something to an auditor who probably is not going to go in and ask us. Well, initially he's not going to ask us for that report before we stand it up. And if that whole platform works the same way you're using it, we'll show him the report history and explain the other stuff, like, after, if he has questions. So, I'm gonna say, cool, let's review that at some point, but right now, when Matt stands it up and we give you the data, just start making it a recipient, and we can review the report later.
Okay.
Derek, you agree?
I agree. Yep.
Okay. Perfect. We'll do it later. Vishnu, thank you, though. That'll be helpful. It'll help us better understand how you guys manage version history controls and how the SVN works. We don't have to know that today before we do it. So.
Okay.
Perfect. Sorry, back to Gita. Any other topics you have?
Yes, but it's not urgent, so let's go to the call.
Okay, if you still have other things you're trying to release, because I know you were planning for a release today, you didn't maybe quite get there, so
yes.
I'm happy to continue to pick this up. So, yep, let's go ahead and drop it here. If there's nothing else in your way for the release you're planning that didn't release today. Let's just defer until Wednesday, and we'll go use this time. Derek, you can call me, we can grab Matt, whatever we need to do.
There you go.
Okay. Gita, thank you. Thank you, everybody. Have a good night. Appreciate it.
Thank you, everyone.
Yeah, we're going to go do SOC. Yeah, we're going to go do SOC 2 emergency work. Bye now.
Okay.
All right, have a good night, everybody.
Good night.
Thank you.
Thank you, everyone.